Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, indeed. Get those car care questions ready. Dan Burns, ASC certified technician from Lloyd's Automotive. Doing some work right now, I hear, at Lloyd's Automotive. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Good morning, Denny. You know, I've always joked with you, and you've heard this before, if we fixed cars the way tech equipment works, people would not be satisfied. When we fix a car, it needs to work every time, all the time, and that's just not true with tech equipment. It's like, no. If it doesn't work, then shut it off and start over. So anyway,
yes,
we got it started, and here we are.
All right, very good, and we're glad that we got it straightened out. If you have any kind of a car care question for Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, by all means, send it. And our time is limited, so don't wait. If you have an issue with your car, your truck, your van, call it in or text it in. Same number, 651-461-9226. Dan will be with us till about 7:45 when Jack Farrell steps in this morning. Dan, I got a call from my daughter, Tina, whom you know, and you worked on her cars over the many years. And she had a good question, something that I know you and I have talked about over the years, but I don't really have an answer myself, so we'll turn to the expert here. And let me just read the question that she sent while we're getting other listeners involved here. She says, my 1997 four-wheel drive Toyota RAV4 handled snow and icy roads better than my new all-wheel drive version of the same vehicle. And keep in mind, she loves that new car. She'll find reasons just to drive it. She loves it, so it's not an issue there. But the question is, do four-wheel drive systems handle snow and ice differently than all-wheel drive newer vehicles? And well, maybe you can explain the difference.
Well, it could be very possible. You know, it has to do with the setup and the design of the vehicle. Some of them have differentials, which allows slippage and all of that when you're turning and on the road. But they're more engaged in the four-wheel drive activity, and if it has transfer cases and so forth, I might have got that backwards. If it has a differential, it doesn't have the slippage, where if it has a transfer case, it can have the slippage. And but at any rate, yes, depending upon the setup. For example, on a pickup truck, you know, a heavy-duty pickup truck, when you put it in full-time four-wheel drive, you can't really drive it on dry pavement because the front differential won't slip at all. The wheels are all direct drive, and because the inside wheel has a smaller turning radius than the outside wheel, when you go to make that turn, of course, the tire skips and bucks and has trouble with that. And where if it's all-wheel drive, it allows for slippage to go on in that process. So yes, there is absolutely a difference. And there's probably a difference between her old 4Runner or her old RAV4 and her new RAV4, and that's what she's feeling. And also, her old vehicle did not have traction control and all of the other things that are going on in snowy weather. And so, maybe that's one thing that she could try if she has a switch. She could shut off the traction control and see if that helps.
And finally, she asked me too, and I have one on my car, but I never use it. I should try it. It's a button called Snow. And she said, do I have one? And she showed me a picture via the text, a screenshot of her manual she does. Now, what does that do? Is that kind of a similar thing that you can kind of activate that, for snow and ice, hit snow? What does that do?
I'm not sure on that particular vehicle what it does exactly, but that's exactly what it would do. Is it would perhaps be disabling the anti-lock brakes, or it might be disabling the traction control or enabling the traction control. It might be changing the operation of the transfer case or differential, or any of that. And so, it's changing the transfer case or differential, it's changing the workings of the vehicle. So that's absolutely the first thing she should try. Push that snow button and see if you're not happier with it, because that for sure will change the operation of the deal.
We just might have a little winter yet to test it out.
I hope not. I hope she can't check it out till next December.
I'm with you. All right, Dan, we have to take a break, a quick one. Let's again invite our listeners to join in. If you have any kind of a car question, give us a call or send Dan a text, whichever is easier. Just one number to do either. 651-461-9226. We'll be back with more car care. The new temperature in to the Twin Cities now 8 above zero. We're heading to near 34 today. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. He is an ASC certified technician there. He's working as we speak. And Dan, tell us, for those that don't know, where are you guys located?
We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, Denny, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or give us a call as soon as this morning, 651-228-1316.
Very good. We'll get you that number before Dan leaves us, which is about 7:45 this morning. Dan, we have a bunch of texts and callers as well, so let's get back to business. I think John calling in from Bloomington this morning is first up here. John, what's your question for Dan? Hi, John.
Hello.
What's your question, John?
Yeah, so I've got a 2016 Chrysler Town & Country that I've noticed over the last few weeks or months that the mileage has dramatically dropped. The fuel efficiency has dramatically dropped. I'm wondering if that's what I could look at or what could be causing that.
Let me ask you, John, has the check engine light been on?
No.
Okay. Well, then I'll tell you what's going on. If the check engine light's not on, then the car, the vehicle, is happy with the air-fuel mixture that's going on. In other words, it's adding the proper amount of fuel. It's not causing the exhaust to be rich or lean. And so the conditions are right it's asking the vehicle for more fuel. And that happens in cold weather for sure. That has a significant effect on mileage. And it also may have an effect because of the blend of gas that's going up, that's in our tanks and in our pumps right now. The alcohol level is, the vehicles are more tolerant of a higher alcohol level. And so the alcohol level could be a little bit higher, because it's less expensive to make the fuel that way for the manufacturers. And so they add extra alcohol, which is good for the environment, and but the bad news is we don't get as good a gas mileage on our vehicles. So I think with what's going on in the world with the effect of oil prices and all that sort of thing, stuff, I think we can find that they're probably going to be changing the blend, maybe even a little bit more, to use less crude and more alcohol.
Okay. All right, John, thank you for that. Let's go to Hudson. I think Jenny is on the horn there. Jenny, good morning. What is your question for Dan Burns?
Good morning, guys. I have a 2013 Jeep Wrangler, and it was having some difficulty, almost like a hiccup where it would kind of catch when we were driving it. And so the dealership said that we should put in a new electronic control module, which we did. And then it was having difficulty whenever we would start it up in the morning and go in reverse, it would shake a little bit and then cut out. And we know from a young driver in the family that this was, we found out recently that this was also happening in the summer. So, in other words, weather was not a factor. And what was happening is that the Jeep would cut out. So they just put in a new electronic transmission module, and now I'm being told that I need a new engine. Can you maybe offer some guidance?
Well, it could be. I I'm certainly not looking at the vehicle, so I'd have to have some more information, certainly, to see what they're telling you. I think that the fact that you're calling me means that you're not very comfortable with the explanation that they gave you. And I think that's the first place I would start, is what's going on? Why do I need a new engine? And they need to speak to you in terms that will make it clear why that is and what's going on. It's unusual to me that a significant mechanical engine problem would be intermittent. Usually, if something's broken mechanically in the engine, it'll be doing it consistently, not just from time to time. So that causes me to pause and makes me a little bit curious. But I think the first thing that I would do if I was you is, go back and ask for more information, and don't stop. I mean, make sure that you're comfortable with the explanation that you're looking for. And if you're not getting the explanation that you're looking for, then I think you probably need to get another opinion. Maybe you want to get another opinion anyway, because, certainly, as I'm sure as they told you, a new engine is very, very expensive, and you don't want to do that if you don't have to.
Good point. Good luck, Jenny. Let's grab another call, then we'll pick up on some text messages after the weather. Gary is calling in from Cambridge, I think, this morning. Gary, thank you. What is your question for Dan? Hi, Gary.
Is it Gary or Jerry?
Oh, Jerry, whatever your question is. I'm sorry.
In Cambridge?
You're very good. Go ahead, Jerry.
I have an F-150 Ford pickup, 01, and the signal lights, when it starts getting cold, they just buzz. They don't work. Can you tell me what's wrong with that? I love your program.
Oh, thank you. I'll tell you what, two things that might be the problem. One is the turn signal flasher, and when it's warm, if you turn the turn signal flasher on, you'll find it. You'll hear it clicking underneath the dash. And oftentimes it's a pretty simple replacement. So first thing I would do is try that and see if that fixes it for you. The reason I'm suggesting that you just try it is because it's inexpensive, and you don't want to be out there working on it when it's cold and it's acting up. So just try it. Put a new turn signal flasher in. That's probably what it is. If that's not the case, if that still doesn't fix it, then it's probably the multifunction switch, which is the turn signal switch, and maybe the headlights are attached to it and the high beams or something like that. But that function switch oftentimes is a problem that we see a lot of, and we replace a lot of them. So that's the second place that I would look. So try a turn signal flasher. If that doesn't do it, then we're going to get focused on the multifunction switch, the turn signal switch itself.
All right, very good. Dan, we need to take a break and have a look at that forecast, see what's ahead here in the next few days. More car care questions straight ahead. We'll check out some text messages next after the break. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Hi, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASE certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Dan, tons of text messages. Let's see how many you can get before you have to take your leave today. We've talked about transmission flush before. Some cars do have the ability to get that done. Some don't. But a texter wants to know, why is it important? What happens if you don't get it changed?
Well, it's just, you know, the whole transmission, the internal components of the transmission are a whole bunch of little solenoids and ports and fluid flowing in all sorts of different directions. And what you don't want to have happen is to have any of that sort of stuff get plugged up with debris, you know, with clutch material or metal material or anything like that. And so... you know, the if it's designed to be flushed out, you should do that, because a clean transmission fluid is what's going to give you the best performance on your vehicle.
Dan, the texter wants you to comment on the price of batteries. They said their 91-year-old mother went to a store and needed a battery for a 2008 Hyundai. They had a battery that fit it, but it was $150. Is this the kind of the going price for batteries, is the question? Because they can be pricey.
I think that is maybe a good deal. Batteries are one of those things that have gotten pretty expensive as things have gone on. You know, the other thing, Denny, that we've noticed is motor oil is getting expensive. You know, you used to be able to go in and get a, you know, $20 or $30 oil change, and those days are long gone. So pretty common for an oil change if you use synthetic oil and stuff and you have, you know, a larger quantity of oil for the oil change to be $100.
But a good battery is worth its weight in gold, I assume, because, you know, what do we give it? About a five-year lifetime, give or take?
Yeah, I think it's about a five-year life expectancy. And you're right. There are climates in the United States where you can get by with a less expensive battery, but Minnesota is not one of those. Yeah. You need to get all the power you can get on one of these severely cold mornings.
This texter says, we decided to try snowbirding this winter, and they say, good decision. I have they have their 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee in the garage in Minnesota on a trickle charger. What do I need to do before I drive it again in April?
They want to... Oh, nothing. You need to start it up, and I'm sure what they meant is that a battery tender. It's not on a trickle charger, but that's okay. They need to, you know, check the fluids, fill it up with gas, check the tire pressure when you get it out of storage, and then enjoy Minnesota.
Okay. 2010 Town and Country van, the window on the driver's side won't roll up. Is that an easy fix, and is it expensive?
Well, you know, sometimes I'd say the three most common problems are, one, the electric motor in the door has failed and will need to be replaced. The second problem is the master switch on the door panel itself. If that switch has failed, that would cause the problem. And the third problem we see is where a wire will break in between the body of the car and the door itself. And, you know, every time you open and close the door, those wires flex. And over years of flexing, oftentimes those wires will break. And that'll cause things like your door, your windows not to work properly. So in any of those cases, that inner panel on the window needs to come off. And that's hard to do, first of all, out in cold weather. You probably can't do that yourself. You'll probably have to bring that into a shop and have them help you with it.
This listener, Dan, says, has anyone out there had the auto shop on their new vehicles, or auto stop, I should say, on their new vehicles shut off? We hate that feature on our 2017 Buick, and we're wondering if this is there's a way, if we could find some place that we could take it to have that shut off. We get that from time to time here on the show.
Yeah, I think actually if you do a web search of that, you'll find that there are some websites that will offer you something as simple as plugging this device into your diagnostic connector. That will allow that to happen. They're all aftermarket stuff. The manufacturer won't be allowed to do that for you because it's it's part of the environmental plan that they made for the car, and so they can't just shut it off for you. And I probably am not capable or able to do that either. But I think there are some devices on the aftermarket that are available, so I would look out there.
Okay. See if we have time for another one or two. Here's a 2001 Corolla. Recently, the texter says, the check engine light came on. The engine was running rough. I took it to a mechanic who said the fourth cylinder was not functioning. He said compression was okay, spark plug's okay, but coil might be bad. Does each cylinder have its own coil is the question.
On an 01 Corolla, probably does. I don't know without looking it up, but it's very common that each cylinder has its own coil, and if you just have to replace one coil, that's good news. You should be happy about that.
Well, that's good. Let's leave you with this nice comment from a texter, no name. It says, I've been to Lloyd's a few times. Dan is a nice guy who runs a great car repair shop at Lloyd's Automotive.
Well, there you go.
Now, that wasn't Linda that put that in there.
I was going to suggest you send that to Linda. That'd be great. Thank you.
Linda is Dan's wife, of course. All right, we have to take a run at it, and Dan, let's bring you back here next week. I'm going to try to save some of these text messages we did not get to. They were kind enough to send them in. I'm going to try to hold on those and begin the show with them next week. But how, if we need to get to Lloyd's, how do we find you guys and get in touch with you?
Well, come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net. Or give us a call as soon as this morning. Nick will be here, 651-228-1316.
Dan, you have a good week, and let's check in next Saturday at the same time, okay?
Sounds good, Denny. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Avenue, Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Stay tuned next for our wine chat with Jack Farrell from Haskell's here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.